Is the address 55 East Street, the new home of Chemist Warehouse. I've got Paul Arnold online. Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very well. Super excited.
Fantastic. Now, first of all, how many kilos have you lost and have you got much hair left?
Well, I didn't have much hair to start with. kilo-wise, I didn't have a lot to lose, but I think I've sweated about 40 litres in the last few weeks. The humidity's been hideous. Look, trying to do all this, but yeah, we got there.
I've got to tell you, congratulations, mate. That is a mighty effort. The store looks sparkling. I love the yellow. It's looking good, but when you walk inside, it's like walking into a Doctor Who episode. You think, oh, yeah, this looks okay. You walk inside and it just goes on and on and on. All the new trinkets and delights of a Chemist Warehouse. You have actually added extra bits into it, haven't you?
Yes, so we're about 50% bigger than the old site.
Yep.
And timing-wise for Christmas, we've pumped it full of all the bits and pieces for Christmas, plus all of our usual ranges, and then expanding some of those as well, like vitamins and skincare, much bigger and, much more hefty offer.
So, yeah, mate. What about your staff? I mean, how good were they? They were like little soldier ants, weren't they?
It's like absolute Trojans. They just kept on going on like robots. Just kept on punching out. We knew we had this end was in sight somewhere, and we got there, and now here we are. So big shout out to them. They have done a tremendous job. Yep.
So what happens to the old store? Who cares, he says.
That'll be a work in progress, I think. It's going to need major work. So there could be a few options there that we'll have to look at. But, it's going to be a big job there to even scratch the surface. I think it's going to be a long, long job ahead there.
Yeah, we should actually just refresh people's memories on why you've had to move into a bigger and better premises, because the old shop sprung a leak, so to speak.
Sprung a brick leak, which then caused issues with our roof trusses, which then caused issues with our ceiling floor, which then made our shop environment quite not a safe option. So we've been closed for 6 weeks now, and now here we are up at 55 opposite the courthouse and, ready to roll. So,
mate,
a lot of work.
Still open 7 days a week in the times?
Yep. Still the same, 8 to 8 during the week, 8 to 6 weekends, public holidays and the like. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, still going to be plenty of availability now that we're all back
on deck as he takes a breath. Hey, Paul Arnold, who was your first customer? Can you remember?
Oh, that I couldn't tell you. It was just head down. They all came. Even yesterday when we're putting the finishing touches, the number of people that came through the door, are you open? Or even just walking in thinking we were open. So we had to disappoint quite a few and say, no, tomorrow. Oh, the groan of disappointment was quite audible amongst all the power tools. So,
I've got to say, your staff on the other side of the river did a pretty good job, but gee, the lines were large and long.
Oh, geez, that was just frightening. And a big shout out to the Northside crew and the Southside crew, that they just went through absolute mayhem for 4 weeks. But a big thank you to our customers that stuck with us. It was quite not convenient for them, but they still wanted to hunt out Chemist Warehouse and give us that loyalty. So tremendous vote of thanks for that. So now they can come back to the dark side, to the south side, and we can go from there.
Well, congratulations to you, Paul, and the team. A mighty effort. I noticed just an observation, because I walk past the establishment every day. The other retailers up and down the street are actually tricking up their place because of you. So that end of East Street is starting to look pretty smick.
I think so. Like, quite a few of the other retailers were quite excited that we were coming. I know the barbershop next door was very excited. I think it'll be good for this end of East Street. Even more so, probably the opening, 10% off store-wide on everything is going to be massive. So for our Black Friday, so that's what our deadline was, to get open by today. But I think there'll be a lot of excitement back in East Street, which will be great.
You've got to be very careful, because it's not like the old store when you walk in and to your left was the sales register. That's all full of the perfumes now. I won't give the secrets away. It's going to be a great exploring trip for new people going in thinking, okay, so where's this and where's that? Mate, it's looking pretty smick. Well done to you, Paul Arnold, and welcome back, Chemist Warehouse to East Street. I mean, you could have packed up your bags and gone, but thank God this side of town needs you.
Yep. We're not quitters, that's for sure. We're here. We've been down the other store for close on 15 years, and we could well be here for another 15, although not sure if I've got that many years left in my legs. But, but yeah, no, it's exciting, and we welcome everyone back. And yeah, come on in, and if you can't find what you're looking for, ask our staff, and we'll find it both together because they're all learning as well. So yeah.
Yeah, talking to Paul Arnold, of course, the boss owner of Chemist Warehouse, Newholme at 55 East Street. Black Friday today, that's a shop you should go into because you'll pick up some amazing goodies for Christmas just around the corner. Paul, once again, thanks very much.
Thanks, Michael. All the very best.